In this bulletin, 9 more COVID-19 linked deaths recorded in New South Wales. Coronavirus restrictions set to ease in regional Victoria. And in sport, the NRL Grand Final date and location is confirmed for Queensland. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Another First Nations person from New South Wales has died with COVID-19 after 2 other fatalities earlier in the Indigenous community. Health authorities have revealed almost 2/3 of people testing positive in the west of the state are Indigenous. The death of a man in Dubbo was included in the latest fatality toll, which included 9 deaths in the past day. On Wednesday, New South Wales detected 1,480 new locally acquired cases of coronavirus as part of its latest outbreak. The state's Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, flagged that regional areas with 0 cases will soon be able to exit lockdown.
The most likely areas, if you're going to consider it, is areas that have no cases. It's simple as that, no cases. And if we do make the decision in relation to opening, and that is up to the health advice, to the crisis committee, and we'll make those decisions and we'll let the community know shortly. So there is an opportunity to open, but I would argue that would be in a very restricted environment still, nothing like the environment pre the lockdown.
Mr. Barilaro also urged international students to come forward and get vaccinated, with a reminder they do not need a Medicare card to receive their free COVID-19 vaccine. A new purpose-built website has been launched so international students can easily find information. The Victorian government will ease coronavirus restrictions in the regions from Thursday, with residents soon able to leave home for any reason. The state recorded 221 new locally acquired coronavirus cases after more than 40,000 tests, and the low infections in the regions means more freedom. Premier Daniel Andrews hopes Shepparton can have some rules relaxed from next week, adding it is important to be cautious to stop the spread.
If we do finish up with cases bobbing up in regional Victoria in coming weeks, I just want to indicate to everybody across regional Victoria that not only is it our preference, but it will be our practice to have a focused and targeted series of measures.
Victoria Police say they attempted to peacefully negotiate with a group of worshippers gathering illegally near a synagogue in Melbourne. About 6 people have been fined for attending the event, and more penalty notices are likely to be issued in the coming days. Assistant Commissioner Russell Barrett says most of the Jewish community are complying, but a second group attempted to distract officers.
If the people who came and distracted police at that point in time when we were negotiating an exit did that deliberately, because in my view that's a blatant attempt to inhibit a police investigation. So my investigators will not just look at those people who were present in the venue, but we'll look at what breaches of Chief Health Officer's directions were caused or might have been committed by those people who attended later in the night.
Queensland has identified no new coronavirus cases, with health officials focused on making quarantine arrangements for returning soldiers from Afghanistan. The Defence Force expects up to 400 personnel will arrive later this week, and soldiers will have a quarantine environment with extra freedom to move around. Health Minister Yvette Darth says the ADF requested the alternative measures and they will submit a management plan for the group in isolation.
Those alternate arrangements being a bubble arrangement where they can move more freely for their health and well-being within a quarantine arrangement in a hotel.
Canberra detected 20 new coronavirus infections, with health authorities investigating 11 of those cases. 2 people are in intensive care in hospital, and at least 7 cases have been in the community while they were infectious. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says he believes Canberra is the first jurisdiction to reach 80% of over 70s population becoming fully vaccinated.
Based on the first doses of that age cohort, we expect to be able to reach over 95% fully vaccinated in the coming months. More than 90% of our over 50s population have now had a first dose of the vaccine. And we also expect this cohort to reach more than 95% fully vaccinated in the coming months.
Overseas, and United States President Joe Biden says the world must act urgently to halt climate change. Speaking while touring flood-hit areas of New Jersey and New York, he says wildfires, hurricanes and floods are hitting every part of the country. He warned conditions would deteriorate further without action to combat climate change.
Folks, the evidence clear. Climate change poses an existential threat to our lives, to our economy, and the threat is here. It's not going to get any better. The question, can it get worse? We can stop it from getting worse.
To sport, the NRL Grand Final will take place in Queensland, with regional locations to also host some games. The Grand Final will be played on the 3rd of October in Brisbane, as Queensland continues to keep coronavirus cases at the zero figure. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she did not expect the NRL Grand Final to happen in her state.
And our strong health response means that we are able to live the Queensland lifestyle, and it means that our economy can recover. And part of that is to support not just businesses, but also to the economic flow-on effects from this final series.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather forecast. Rain in Perth and a shower or two in Cairns. Sunny in Adelaide with a top of 25. Sunny too in Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney, Newcastle and Darwin with a top of 35. Wind is easing in Hobart, 18. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.